Well, good Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We are looking at a very, very important subject. And before I go any further, we wish my wife a happy birthday today. And going to be having a day just dedicated to spending time with her and enjoying the fact that God has graced her with another time around the sun. Well, we are in Revelation chapter 20, and we were started asking, trying to answer this question, are you ready for the final battle? And when yesterday we looked at this whole concept of the binding of Satan in Revelation 20, symbolic, it's obvious, and the binding was limited to one thing, he could deceive the nations no more. That binding time period was for 1,000 years, which basically is symbolic for a long period of time, no specific days or years. That represents just a fullness, a completeness of time, but that at some point in the future, from when John wrote this, that Satan would be loosed and he would be freed to be able to go out and deceive the nations again, and they would fall for his deception. He would gather them together to make war against the body of Messiah. That war would be basically an onslaught of persecution in order to eradicate the people of God, both Jew and Gentile. What we want to find out is, have we entered that period? Has the enemy been loosed? And if so, what evidence seems to indicate that he has? And when did that seem to be becoming apparent? Now, before we get into the evidences that I believe seem to indicate that he has been loosed and that we are really on the cusp of entering into the greatest time of intensity in the birth pangs that Jesus described in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, that will lead to his return. And if that's the case, how do we prepare for that? And again, what's the evidence that points toward that? But what does the scripture, what does our master tell us about those days? What does Paul say about those days? What does Peter say about those days, about the time in which the enemy will be leading people to attack and persecute the church on a global scale, like nothing that's ever been seen before? Well, let's look at some of these declarations very quickly. First of all, Jesus does tell us that they will be frightening and unprecedented times. Now, here's the thing. There are a lot of people out there who are simply always doom and gloom. I mean, just always doom and gloom. The sky is falling every day. I mean, all the time. And that's not a positive or an encouraging way to live the Christian life. Is the world a difficult place to live in? Yes. Is life hard? Yes. But also, we are God's people. We have God's blessing upon us. Yes, we experience mercies every day. We have the favor of God as his children. But he didn't promise us that it would be easy. But nonetheless, you don't want to constantly be viewing life from a doom and gloom perspective, that the sky is always falling. But neither do you want to deny the reality of what Jesus said in his description of that time that would lead to his return. And Jesus wasn't a doom and gloomer. He was a realist. And you and I have to be realists, and we have to face reality. And you can look at the world around us right now and you can acknowledge, you have to. If you have any kind of spiritual discernment about yourself at all, you have to acknowledge that things are getting worse. There is a darkness that is enveloping the earth like we've not ever seen before. I know not in my lifetime. And it's gotten steadily and progressively worse, especially over the last 10, 15 years or so. But we'll see again when we get to the evidence. But Jesus said himself, as a realist, he wants us to know, because we need to be mentally prepared, spiritually prepared, emotionally prepared. We need to have our minds girded up for action. He said they would be frightening and unprecedented times. Luke 21, 25 through 27, Jesus said, There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth nations will be distressed or confused by the roaring of the sea and its waves. And then the sea always is representative of the nations, and so there's going to be tumultuous times, chaotic times among the nations, and they're going to people are going to be distressed because of what they're seeing. He also says people will lose heart from fear and anticipation or expectation of what is overtaking the earth, what's happening. They will literally be terrorized in their hearts with fear because of what they're seeing. He says, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then he goes on to describe in Mark 13:19-20, for in those days, the same days that Luke just wrote about and Jesus was speaking of, those last times, there will be trouble such as has never happened, not since the beginning of the creation which God created until now and never will. Unprecedented time. Jesus is saying it's going to be like nothing that's ever happened before. And unless Adonai had cut short those days, no one would be saved. Unless the Lord steps in and stops it swiftly and quickly, nobody would survive it. Remember, as we talked about when we were discussing the armor of God, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what his modus operandi is. That is what he is out to do to you. And if it was left up to him without God's restraining, intervening hand, love, mercy, grace, and power, the devil would wipe out all humanity. I mean, he would. But God intervenes. Those days are cut short. We find in Revelation 20 that when he comes up against the camp of God, God immediately, swiftly brings judgment with fire out of heaven against him. So Jesus says it's going to be a time that is frightening and it is unprecedented. Confusion, chaos in the earth. People are going to be freaking out by what they're seeing, because of the persecution, the signs, the miraculous things. Many of them will be deceptive, miraculous things, supernatural things that are going to be taking place. The lawlessness that is going to overrun the nations again. I mean, just look. I mean, currently, what's going on in Haiti? You've got cannibalism, literal cannibalism. They're eating people. And not eating people to survive. They're eating people for sport. They're eating people because it's demonic. And again, this is a spirit from the bowels of hell itself that's manifesting, that has been manifested periodically throughout history. And this is one of the characteristics even of the Nephilim in Genesis 6, that they were cannibalistic, devoured flesh and blood. But again, look at the chaos, look at the confusion, look at all the upheaval, the wars, the things that are going on right now, and it's only, and this is just the beginning, folks. This isn't even anywhere like what it's going to become, and we have to face that reality. So we'll stop there. The first thing we have to understand, in Jesus' own words, he wants, as a realist, to help us as his people to know that when this time comes, it's going to be scary and it's going to be unprecedented. There's never been any time like it before. It's going to be a time of chaos, a time of upheaval, a time of conflict and confusion, a time of great slaughter, of persecution against Jews and Gentile, the followers of Messiah Yeshua. That's what it's going to be. And there's never been a time like it, Jesus said, and there never will be again. And God's going to have to intervene himself swiftly to put it to an end. Now, I know that's kind of like, you're like, oh man, that's just kind of a yuck blanket. You know, we've just got thrown on us, but the reality is, this is what Jesus says. He's a realist. So you've got to begin to get your mind, your emotions, your spiritual, you know, your spiritual barometer. You need to get it set and set your head, your body, your being like a flint to obey God and to follow God no matter the cost when this time comes. Because a lot of people during this time are going to be exposed as being fake, fly-by-night Christians, the ones that simply wanted the prosperity and, you know, looking at it through me getting stuff and it was going to be easy. I didn't join up for this kind of a thing. And as Jesus said, and we'll see some more about this later on, many will fall away. Many will fall away, turn against him and turn against you. And many of those who do so will be some of the closest people to you in your life. You need to get prepared for that. Well, all right, we will continue looking at this tomorrow and see what Paul says concerning this time as well, and what he told Timothy about the last days. Well, may the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ fill your life to overflowing today, and may his Holy Spirit empower you to be all that God has called you to be.